St. John Paul II visited his assassin, and in an exchange, they called one another friends. And St. John Paul II gives testimony that there was a blessing there and happiness there. Blessed Chiara, I invite you to Google her story. There's more to it than I can tell this morning. She is on the path to sainthood. An 18-year-old, typical high school student, growing intellectually and academically, excelling in athletics, and suddenly diagnosed with a terminal cancer. A cancer that eventually takes her life. But her story is really a story of sorrow and grace. And as you could see in that hospital room, got a big smile on her face, a witness to joy. And her life gives testimony that she is happy, as she is blessed. Saint Mother Teresa, working with the poorest of the poor, in the most deplorable conditions possible that human beings have to live in. And in her life, she will say she's happy. She's blessed. How can that be? How can that be? And what's in it for us? Friends, I have a lot of good news for you this morning. One is that our Lord desires happiness for us. He walked in the garden with Adam and Eve, and that was the final gift, happiness. And they delighted in it, the three of them did. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Adam and Eve. And then the temptation set in. For the tempter said, you can have more happiness. He's depriving you of something, and it's expressed in that fruit he tells you you cannot eat. There's more happiness that you can achieve because you can be just like him. Go ahead, eat it. And you know the rest of the story. You know the fall that happened. And we live with the consequences of that. Happiness. Our world looks at this good news and it says, really? Really? Happiness is there? I've got a program for happiness for you, the world says, but that program is very individual. All you have to look for is what brings you security. You'll be happy. All you have to look for is what holds you in esteem, so that you may be seen esteemed among your friends and peers and coworkers. That will bring you happiness. All you need is to be in control and control your destiny. That's going to bring you happiness. And then out of that, our world says we value personal pride. Personal pride is the path to happiness. And Jesus looks and says, no. How blessed are the poor in spirit. Our world says we also value pleasure. And what seems to be happening is pleasure is valued above a lot of other things. I'll only do things if it brings me pleasure. It's a mantra with our youth a lot. In their choices, I'll do this only if it brings me pleasure. But they're learning it from us, friends. And Jesus looks at that and says, ah, no. Blessed are those who mourn, who grieve. Our world says we value prosperity. And we hold up as models those who work aggressively to be prosperous. And Jesus says, how blessed are the meek. We enjoy good food, good wine, good beverages, gatherings with family and friends. And we value that as something good, and it is, but Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger for something deeper, who hunger for righteousness. What does St. John Paul II know that the voices of our world don't know? What did Blessed Chiara, an 18-year-old, know that the voices of our world don't understand? What did St. Mother Teresa know that the world didn't understand? Where was their happiness? Where was the ground of it? They will tell us it came when they welcomed God's divine life within them. When the center of their lives was on the Lord and the Lord alone. When they depend solely on His mercy. St. Mother Teresa would spend an hour in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. She said, I want to see Jesus under the disguise of bread and wine so that I can see Him in the disguise of those I serve, the poorest of the poor, because there's where my happiness is. Those who are able to surrender themselves, to trust the Lord more than they trust themselves. And friends, you know how I define surrender. It's not giving up, but rather giving to say, here's my life and here's my will, Lord. I trust you more than I trust myself. Blessed Chiara, as a teenager, went to the faith formation programs of her parish, participated in the youth activities of her parish, and somewhere in that journey, she too encountered our Lord, found Him, and found a happiness that her intellectual pursuits and her athletic pursuits and her social pursuits just couldn't quite fill. And that's what brought the joy, even in the midst of terrible pain. Yes, how blessed are the poor in spirit, the ones who depend totally and solely and primarily on the love of God. How blessed are those who grieve and mourn. The Lord is with them, and so on and so forth. That young lady would come to her church, and she would look for the moment, the miraculous moment when bread and wine would become the body and blood of Christ. And then she yielded to the possibility that she might be changed, that a miracle might happen within. It was not just watching the change of bread and wine that was important to her, but experiencing the change within that comes when our life is centered on Christ. St. Thomas Aquinas said, when the Lord's not the center of our lives, we fall into one of four substitutes. And sometimes we rank those substitutes. That's my opinion, not the saints. Those substitutes are money and pleasure and power and glory. That's what the world offers. And that's what we move toward as a substitute for God, looking for happiness. C.L. James authored a book titled To See the World in a Grain of Sand. And in that book, he's got a fable. Fable goes like this. There was a wise old cat that noticed a kitten chasing its tail. Why are you chasing your tail? The wise old cat asked. And the kitten replied, well, I've learned that the best thing for a cat is happiness. And I've discovered happiness in my tail. Therefore, I'm chasing it. And when I catch it, I know I'll be happy. Well, the wise old cat looked and responded, my son, I too have paid attention to the problems of the universe. And I too have judged that happiness is in my tail. But I notice that whenever I chase after it, it keeps running away from me. But when I go about my normal business, it seems to come and follow me wherever I go. Problem is when money or pleasure or power or glory become the central things in our life that we pursue happiness, it is always fleeting. We never catch it. It always enslaves us. It brings its own set of worries and problems. And in the end, for folks like you and me, the possibility of an unhappy life exists if we're chasing after multiple allegiances. That's the point of my reflection today, because the real question is, what are we going to choose? What are we going to choose? What's defining happiness for us? What's the ultimate source of our security? To those who chase after money, we can follow the message of the Lord and say, you know, it's good to be used, but I'm going to stay detached from it. I will use it rather than it using me. To those who seek and quest power, blessed are the meek, can tell us to stay detached from power. Let's not let that be the thing we seek. But when you have power, use it in service of the Lord and others. Those seeking glory, looking for the approval of others, whether it be friends or people in authority or public in general, the Lord invites us to let go of that glory and allow Him to enter. And for those who seek pleasure and pleasure alone, the Lord says, stay detached from pleasure. Enjoy it when it comes. But when sadness and grief and loss come, welcome that too, for there's a blessing in there. What's our choice? St. John Paul, St. Mother Teresa, Blessed Chiara, all chose the Lord and His love. And as it settled in, it became the gift they gave to others. That's what's so attractive about it. Once we receive it and give it away, it is replenished fourfold. In fact, Jesus taught that the blessing is not only in the security now, but there's a greater blessing coming. You're poor in spirit, you're blessed, and a greater blessing is coming. You're grieving today, you're blessed, and another blessing is coming. If you're pure of heart today, you're blessed, and something more is coming, and so on and so on.